Yeah, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Amud Beis. Again on top. Well, Miyam Rabbi Yechanan Hochi. There's Rabbi Yechanan Paskin. That Allah is Rabbi Yehuda. Miyam Rabbi Yechanan. We have a cloud that Rabbi Yechanan always says. Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We always Paskin like Kestam Mishnah. Utanan is a Stam Mishnah in Kalim. Sandal Shenifsiko. Achas Mei Oznov. If a sandal that's a sandal, that one of its Oznov, one of its like straps, came off, v'tikno, and then you're masakin the strap, tumei medjus. You should know if the sandal had a tumas medjus from before, that means a tumei zav was wearing these sandals. So zav is on top of the sandals, and the time of the sandal tumas medjus, the tumas still retains in the sandal. So you see, even though nifsiko, one of the straps came off on the side, it's still called the sandal. So the more my love. Doesn't make a difference whether the outside strap came off or whether the inside strap came off. Both of them is still considered a manel. It's still called a sandal. It's still called a shoe. So that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, before we said that if the outside of the strap, the outside strap that shows, it broke, you can't be masakin anymore. People won't wear it anymore. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Torah here. And the Gemara loy, Pinimi is dafka. That the Mishnah says if one of the straps break, it's still called a kli, it still has a tumas medrash, that's only if the inner strap broke. So there will be misakin it, because since it's between your legs, it doesn't show so much. Abu chitzayna mai tov, what do you want to say? If the outside strap broke, then it would remain tor, then it's called ois kli, the kli is broken, it's not called a manel, it's not called a sandal. Therefore the tumah goes off it, hechi evazoi. Why do we say when is it Torah? Only if the second, that we have in parentheses before. That's trying to say for the Mishnah. The Sefer says, when is the Kli, when is the sandal Torah? When the second strap broke off, even though you're misaking it, still the din is Torah and Medrus. Because about now, both straps were broken. Now it's called Ois, it's no more sandal. Therefore the Tumas Medrus goes off it. Now, we'll tell me Maga Medrus. But Maga Medrus still has this. Even though the tumah goes off as Medrus, that's Ava tumah, but it's not worse as if this new shoe, this new whatever it is, touched the Zav that has a tumah Maga Medrus. And Rashi says, Avol tome Maga Medrus, they're the Rishon tumah. It remains a Rishon tumah. The Adayin Klihu, it's so called the Kli. Why? The Chazal Masayu, because it could be used right now. Tome Tatna. Rishonu. We're talking about after the first strap broke off, you fixed the strap. V'yafle medrus huroi. Right now it's even roi to wear, to be a tumas medrus. He have a noya lezav, if a zav would put it on now, mikan labor. Because right now really it's called a kli, like we'll soon see later. The old tumah goes off because it's considered like ponam kadosh, like a new kli came here now. But right now when this kli is touching the zav, it has a tumas maga, because right now it is called a kli. Meals at Rashim, Tumas Medris, Kemaisa, to have your lay Torah. From the first Tum, it went off its Torah, because Amila Kamalek will soon see. Oh, Rashi says, Ponam Kadosh's Bolakanis, because it's like a new clique came here. For the whole Torah, Mano, Shoiso, Levishas, Kabbalah, Tumor, Rishina, Hocholo. So all the old Tumor that was there from the beginning went away, because that old clique is not considered here anymore. It's considered like a new clique is here. Vechiv on the clique, you have a Rishon. Since now it's a kli, it's called a rishon l'tumah. Why? Sherei noga bi'atzmoi, it itself touched the zav. Kishoy avat tumah b'chol zaman shukli roi l'kabu tumah loytoy mitumas mag. It's not toy mitumas magam. Therefore, now when it breaks off, when you pull off the second strap, so the old tumah goes off. It's not an avat tumah anymore, but it applies like a maga. That's what the Mishnah says. The Churit Shver, if you want to say this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we have to say it's Torah only when two straps came off? For the Gemara, Niflog the Bedidah. Let's make an Afkumina even when one strap comes off. B'medvah Mamurim, when do we say the Kli is still Tomei, it still has a Tomas Medrash and Nifsakor Panimis? If the inside strap came off, then it's still called the Kli because you could be Masakra and you still wear it. But if the outside strap came off the sandals, then it's Torah. As what does Mishnah Dafka have to say when two straps came off, it's Torah? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a case even when one strap comes off that it's Torah. When the outer strap comes off. And the Gemara, Omer Rav Yitzchak Ben Yosef, Hatemish Nesenu Besandal Shieshla Arbo Aznaim. Hatei, this Mishnah is talking about sandals that have four straps to it, two on each side. Melo V'Avor Tarsiyosim. Also, four parts to the sandals. Shalei L'Shabe Devorosh Rav Yechinim. Not to make a steer in Rav Yechinim. You know, since Rav Yechinim passed him like Rav Yehuda, and here it's a Stam Mishnah L'Churu, not like Rav Yehuda, so we'll say, no, this Mishnah also goes according to Rav Yehuda. This Mishnah is talking about what has four straps, two on each side. Therefore, it's good, the Mishnah. If only one strap came off, it's still Tomei, because it's called a Kli. Even if the outer strap came off, because since there are two straps, he could still use the sandals. But now that the second strap came off on the outer side, now it's not usable. Elamai, you want to go fix it, put a new strap on. That people don't do, because it doesn't look nice if the Nasi is fixed on the outside. Well, this Mishnah can also go according to Rav Yehuda. So tomorrow, Ki Yossi Rovin, Omer Rav Chonan Bar Abba, Omer Rav Halacha Rav Yehuda. You should know we paskin like Rav Yehuda. For Rav Yechinen Oma, where Rav Yechinen says, Ein Halacha Rav Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rav Yehuda. So the Chur is the Stira. Before we want to say Rav Yechinen paskin like Rav Yehuda, and now we're saying that Rovin said over that we don't, the Halacha not like Rav Yehuda. We don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that if the outer strap of the shoe breaks, that it's not called a shoe anymore. Since Rabbi Yehuda wants to answer our first Mishnah that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the Chura Shema Mina Rabbi Yehuda Svirle. That was the whole raya that Rabbi Yehuda passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Since he comes to answer our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, smashed me holes like that. And the Gemara Meroyin Ninu V'Aliba the Rabbi Yechinen. It's like a Machlokes al Meroyim. What did Rabbi Yechinen say? As before, it's Mashma Rabbi Yechinen holds Halach Rabbi Yehuda. And now this Amora Rovin, he holds that Rabbi Yechinen said Ain Halach Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara Tanan Hosam, we learned also Mishnah Kalim. So what on the Gemara Brachas we had Kol Kli Bale Batim Shurun Kiriboinim. Anytime a Bala boss has a Kli, that was Makabu Tumah, and if you want it to become Torah, the Loch is, you have to break the Kli. How much of a hole do you have to put into the Kli? It has to be the shear of a remaining, that pomegranates will come through the hole. So Rashi says, the Kol Kli Bali Batim, Rashi Legabe Kli Eitz, Torne Lobim Sech the Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim is talking about a Kli Eitz. Where Rashi's Bavon and Gishal, the Rashi said already before in Shabbos, that we had a sugi before, that if you have a hole in the kelim, the size of a zayis, that alone makes it ois klis, tohor. And here the Gemara, the Mishnah says, you dafka need the size of remainim. So Rashi said the test before already, that if you have a kli cheres, an earthly kli, then it's enough to have a hole of a kizesim, of olives. But here we're talking about kli eights, he need a bigger hole. Hereby says, even though there's a hole of a zayisim, so what, you can still use it to store pomegranates. You need a hole of a pomegranate, then it's not right to be used, then the kli is always clean store. As if it was tummy before, now it becomes store. So the more boy Reb Chizkiah, Nikev Kemoitzi Zayis. You only had a hole in this wooden kli the size of a zayis. So far the tummy still remains. You weren't a vatla from the shame kli. Vesosmoy, and this one small hole you had, you fixed it up. You filled up the hole. Vechazav Nikev Kemoitzi Zayis. And then later another hole came right next to the first hole. Again, it was only the size of a zayis, the sosmoy, and you filled it up. This happened 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Hey, so the kids say now you have four holes one next to another, and if they all wouldn't have been filled up, you would have had a hole the size of a rimon, of a pomegranate. Ismael, what's the halacha? Do we look as if all the fillings are not here, and male of this kli becomes tor, it has a hole now of a pomegranate, or else no, since after each small hole you filled it up, it's still tummy, it doesn't have the, it's not called a kli that's nishbar, mao. Omalei Rabbi Yechanan said, Rebbe, shonis lonu sandal, we have a raya from how Rebbe taught us halacha by a sandal. We learned before by sandal shenifse koachas miyoznov. If only one of the straps came off the sandal, v'tikno, and then you're misaken it, is tomei medrus. Still, the tomei medrus remains, because with one strap coming off, still it's tor. See that the pshat was talking about the inside strap, or else it's talking about we have two straps on the outside. So just one of them come off, it's still called a kli. But then the Mishnah says, Nifsikoshni, and when the second strap comes off, a tiknan, even though you fix it up later, still it's torn mina medrus. We said the tumah medrus goes off it. Avotami maga medrus. But maga, just by touching it, that it has the tumah, because since the straps were fixed up, it's like a new kli now, and this new kli is touching the old tumah medrus, it has a tumah maga. Of the Amrina Lucho, Maishna, we have to kasha. Maishna or Rishoina, do a Kaimishnia. How come when the first strap comes off, we say the sandal is still Tommy? Because it has a second strap, Shnia Nami. Even when the second strap comes off, also, Misakna Rishoina. We're talking about where you already fixed the first strap. So when the second strap comes off the shoe, the first strap was fixed. So what do we say now when the second strap comes off, the kli is tor? Why should it be tor? The kli is usable right now. True, the first strap came off, then the second strap came off. But you already fixed the first strap. And you yourself told us, the Pshanis Mishnah is, that ponim chadoshas bolakan. We consider as if both straps are broken now, both straps are off. You have a strap that's called like a new kli. It's called ponim chadoshas bolakan. A new kli is here now, but the old kli is gone. The same thing here. When you have this kli eitz that has holes in it, once you had a few, holes the size of a zayis, and now all these holes came to the size of rimonim, it's considered like this kli is broken. It was fixed up with sosmu, that's considered like ponim chadosh, like a new kli. It's okinami, ponim chadosh is bolakan. We consider as if a new kli is here right now. The old kli is not here, but it's like a new kli right now. Therefore, the tumah goes off it. So the Gemara Kori Alei, they called on this person, they gave this teretz on Revi, Lez Dein Barinish. This person is not called a person. Now what then is he? Zakrashi, Elaka Malach. This person has a black wife like a Malach, since he gives such a good teretz. He's like a Malach. And he could the army, some say no, Pumfakir. Kagoin Dein Barinish. Das heißt a mensch. A mensch, you could say a good sfer like this, he's called a gavre bekuli, he's called a good mensch. Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Ravar ba Zimuna, im rishenim b'nei melochim, onu b'nei anoshim. If the free, the gedor was considered like b'nei melochim, it was very choshere people, we're considered like regular people. V'im rishenim b'nei anoshim, if you consider the free, the gedor, the people before us, just like b'nei anoshim, regular people, I b'zai, where are we holding? We're considered like donkeys. We're not even considered a donkey like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. No, we're considered like Pasha the Chamorim. It's the Maisa with these two Chamorim, they were called Chashav Chamorim. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yor, the Gemara said that they gave him teeth. Maisa, and he didn't want to eat from it, even though it was mutter from him to eat it, he was machrim upon himself, because he was a Chashav Chamor. The Mishnah said you're allowed to tie up the flasks of Yayin and Shemin on Shabbos. Why? Because since it's only to open up the same day, it's not called a Kesher. For the Mor Pshita, Avadi, you're allowed to tie it up. Yayin and Shemin, you can use it on Shabbos. Loi Tzurich Hem Tegemara, Diyis Lei Tarti Unya. Tomorrow it has two straps to tie down. Maldatei Machad Minayi Betuli Mavato Lo Kamash Malun. I would think that when he ties down both straps, later to open up the flask, he'll only open up one strap, and the other one will leave there for a few days. So it should be Yosef Metchil to tie down both straps. Kamashon, we're not afraid of that. Remember the Namah, when he's going to open up the flask later, he'll open up both knots. So both knots were not a Kesher Shakoyama, it's Mutter Metchil to make it, since it's Oymet to open up the same day. Right, the Mishnah says, Kedera Shabbos, if you have a pot of meat, and you want to cover it up with a cloth, you're allowed to tie the cloth down to the pot. Vaita for the Mav Shita. Avada, why not? You can take off the cloth the same day. Lo Tzuricha, the Yisleh Shalocha. Talking about where there's another opening for the pot. Like you could open the side of the pot to get the food out. His mouth the same, I would think, but to Le Mavato Lo Kamash Malon, that you Mavato this cloth to the top of the pot, that you'll leave the cloth there maybe. I have to get the food out. You get the food out through the Shalocha, through the side opening. It's commercial, no. That stum, if you put the cloth on top to close it, mistum, when you go to take the food out, you'll open up the cloth. Therefore, it's not called the kesher, it's mutter. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer Kosher. He says, what? You're allowed to tie down the Mishnah. he said, you kosher lifnei behema b'shvur shle teitzri. When you have an animal inside your house, it's already tzayed from before Yom Tif, before Shabbos, and now you want to open up the front door, and you want to make sure that the animal doesn't go out. So you let it tie a strap along on the front door. Yes, so Shrek Gemara again, Lachamol Pshita, how about you let it tie it down? Since Mustami can open it up the same day, there's no Issa Keshem. And the Gemara, Lo Tzricho, the Isle Tarti Isri. Somehow you tied up the door, so you're going to tie it up with two straps. So Rash learns Tarti Isri, Shnei Chavolim Koshev Rechav HaPesach. Zeh Lamalam Izeh. You're going to put two straps across the door, one on top and one on bottom. Rios Rashi said, Lishnachrino, Tre Isure Shekoshrin Hayoim Bishnei Tzidi HaPesach. For Hoistra Tluyebo Miesbo. Meaning the strap was Bechlal not tied down to the door from yesterday. So today you're going to tie down on Shabbos both sides of the strap. There's one on one side of the door on the Pesach, and one on the other side of the Pesach. Is mal the time I would think maybe to be afraid that chad benayu betulim mivatol, that later when you let the animal out or when you want to go out, you just take off one side of the string, but the other side of the string you leave there, so that side it blives a kesher shakayomom kamash malon. So we're not afraid that mastam when you open up the door to go out, you'll take off both sides. I'm Rabbi Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Shmuel. Halacha to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We pass him like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'm Alei Abai. Like the Abai. Halacha. Like what do you have to say halacha for? Mechlal de pligi. It's Mashmi telling that somebody's mechuluk on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Mishnah says it's tam. It doesn't say anybody's mechuluk on him. So like what are you saying halacha for? Pshita. I'm Alei. So he answered back. My nafkulacha mino. My nafkumin. Like I didn't say anything wrong. I said halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I nobody argues with him. So what? What did I say wrong? See, into the back name, Omalei, Gemara, Gomer, Zemur, Tatei. When you're learning Gemara, you want it to be sound like Zemira, sound like songs? No. Every word you say has to be Medugdik. Like, if nobody argues with him, doesn't pass the Aloch of Lozer ben Yaakov. There's no Machlaikis. So you shouldn't have said such a Loshin. Trashim, Mechlau, the Pligi, Bitzmiya, Fiamayif, Iflugu, Ho, Domi, Lahanach, Liel, like all the other cases were the same Kedushim. Even though it looks like you're tying down both sides and maybe you leave it, that was the Chiddush of the law and the Kamash. No, we don't say that. That you'll open up both sides. So here also, according to everybody, should be mutter. So why do you say, look, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that's mashma that are born in Dingzich when they don't Dingzich? So the Mishnah Vaita. Koishrin Dali Bepaskia. You're allowed to tie a Dali, that's a bucket of water, that you want to fetch the bucket of water from the well. So you used to have a string onto the bucket and lower the bucket into the well, and then you pick up the water. So what happened if the string broke off the bucket? Is kosher and liba paskia. You're allowed now on Shabbos tie up the dli with a strap or with your belt. Why? Because we're not afraid you'll leave your belt on the bucket, so we know you're just tying it now to use it, and you're zich untie it the same day. Shrashi kosherin dli be paskia. Al pi habor, the paskia le mavato le hosn. People not mavato there. So the Mishnah avolei bechevel, but you're not allowed to use a string. So to ask you why, the mavatel ayosim, because the string we're afraid. That's the way you always use the bucket with the string, and you'll leave the string there the whole time. Behave kesh shakayam, and that will blive an issa deraisa. Then it's a kesh shakayama. Shrei kosher v'toli sham tamid. A monosha, a regular bucket always has a string attached to it. So now the string broke. So if you're going to put a new string on it, we're afraid you'll leave it there loylam to be an issa deraisa. Does have tanakam. We have Yehuda Matim. Yehuda says, no, even with the string, you're also allowed to tie it up on Shabbos. So, Krashi, Rigmor Meporish, the Chorazay Shri, how could Yehuda be Matir? The Chorazay Shalaf, and this is the Raisa. So, the Mishneh Klal Omer Reb Yehuda. Yehuda said a Klal, called Kesher She'eno Shel Kayomo Eni Nat. That's not going to stay too long. And Chayovim Olo. You're not Chayim Midiraisa. Seems like we had before, that to be Osir, Midiraisa, it has to be a kesher that the mal is going to stay the loylem. Like you have no intentions of untying it. Mashenkin, if you have intentions of untying it, then there's no issa deraisa. Midirabonin, though, it depends. If you can leave it there for at least a week, then it's also midirabonin. If you have das to untie it within the week, then some shit is a matter with that alone with the chila, and some shit is a mashmer, you have to have das to untie it the same day. Zati Gemara. What type of string are we talking about in the Mishnah that says you can't, according to Tanakamo, you can't tie this bucket with a string? How could Rabbi Yehuda matir? How could Rabbi Yehuda be matir to tie up this bucket with a regular string? That should remain a kesher shakayama. Like a churi, you have das liver till oil and void. How could it be matter it? Ella zogti gemara chevel de gardi. We're talking about now what type of a string or weave a string. So Rashi bechevel de gardi pligi the tzorach lovle mavatalo. Hey, the weaver needs this string to weave with, so he's zecher not going to be mavatlet there. So really, it should be mutter to tie it up on Shabbos, because when them on yizich, you're going to untie it right away. Obezoyit shver lememro to rabbonin savri gazrinon chevel de gardi yoto chevel de yama. Like, what's Psham the Rabbanan then? If we're not talking about a regular string, but just a special weaver string, that should chorus your blab like a belt. That the Tanakhama says you're allowed to tie it with the belt, because we're not afraid to leave it there. So a string from a weaver, also we shouldn't be afraid to leave it there. Elamai, what's Psham according to Rabbanan? That there's a gzera. If you let him tie it up with a string of a weaver, we're afraid he'll tie it up with a regular string, and that'll be mavato there. Then you have to say, Yehudisov, what's Yehudi Shita? Loi Gazrina, Yehuda doesn't make this gzera. As even though Yehudi is made a regular string, you can't tie up to the bucket because you leave it there, Loi Lomabinis of the Raisa. But Yehuda just holds a string that belongs to the weaver, since he's going to take it away, it's muta. So Yehuda does not make the gzera. Fedigmar Minu, I have a kasher on you. Chevel Tulisha Nifsak, we have the locha. If this bucket that was attached to a string to fetch up the water, the string broke, is lo yehei koshri el oinvoy. The Tanakhama says, the Rabbonin say, you can't make a natna if you want to tie the string back together again, but an oinvoy, a bow, you're allowed to make. That you're allowed to make. Rabbi Yehuda says, koirich olav pundo oipaskiyah. No, you're not allowed to even make a bow, but the etzri is take a belt or a strap, and koirich olav, wrap it around it. Obavash lo yenvenu. But you're not allowed to make a bow. That's how Reb Yehuda. So the only answer is then to take a belt, and that we're not afraid. You'll leave it there, the belt, because the belt's something you'll need. Strashi, Kerech Ole Nechaber Shnei Roshay HaPisuk Zeh Al Zeh V'Kerech Ole Impundia Ezer Cholo means a belt like HaPiskiyev V'Vach Shlo Yehei Onvoy Shlo Yanvenu L'Chevel. You shouldn't make a bow in the string. This is the Avimina. Reb Yehuda says, we're afraid if you make a bow, you come to make a nats. Reb Yehuda does make a gzera. And the Rabbanan say, no, you're allowed to make a bow, because we don't have the gzera, a bow, or to a nat. So, Churetz Pumfaket, we're saying the Rabbanan doesn't make gzera, then Reb Yehuda doesn't make a gzera, and here it's just the opposite. So, Rabbanan do not make a gzera, a bow, or to a regular nat, and Reb Yehuda does make a gzera, a bow, or to a regular nat. So tomorrow, kasha the Yehuda, the Yehuda, the Stira the Yehuda, kasha the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan, the Stira the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan. And for the Gemara, the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan, like kasha. There's no Stira on the Rabbanan to the Rabbanan. There was pshat chevel bechevel michlef. And now Mishnah Taki, you're not allowed to tie up the bucket, even with the weaver's string, because there's a gzera, the weaver's string, or to a regular string, or to a regular cord. Does they look alike? So make exeria if we use a weaver string, maybe you come to use a regular cord, and that'll be an isdiraiser. Vashenke na niva vikshira la michlefo. It's no steer with the next braiser. That the Rabbanan say, you let her make a bow, because a bow and a knot look different. So Rabbanan don't make exeria if you make a bow, you come to make a knot. Like it's make a claw, you only let her make a bow and not a knot. Abizayit shreib Yehuda though. The chur matach if Yehuda makes exeria on a bow, so the chur is yizicha make exeria by chebel to chebel. So Dimar Zab Yehuda Lekash is also not shver. Hosom loy mishum de michlefo anido b'kshira. As Biamisin Yab Yehuda does not make the gzeres one or to another. So that the yas is a bow is not the pshat the bow is also because maybe you come to make a knot. Elo anivo gufa k'shiri. Yab Yehuda shitri that making a bow that's gufa considered a k'shira. That's also an issue deraisa. Therefore here where the string broke. If you're going to make a bow here, the zikr bow that's going to stay loyalim for it, like you don't have that on tie it, because that's the string you're going to use for this bucket. So a bow, according to Reb Yehuda, is an issa deraisa, therefore it's also. But in Echlam, Reb Yehuda does not make any gzeris. So the more Omer Rababe, Omer Reb Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, Mevi Yodom Chevel Mitech Beisoy. A person is allowed to take a string from his house, the Koishroi Beporo. He's allowed to tie one side onto his cow, Uviyavus, and the other side onto his corral, onto the stall. Well, you want to tie a cow down to the stall, he shouldn't go away. You let her tie him up on Shabbos. Dozok Rebaba Omer B'chiyah, Barashi. Trashe B'koshe B'porah, has Rosh Yechad, one end of the string you tie onto the cow, V'yashen B'yavus, and the second side you tie onto the Yavus, onto the corral. We're not afraid that even though when you need a cow on Shabbos, that lo yater elo akesha shabroisha, you'll only untie one knot, the knot that's on his head. For you vatla chevel behaviors, but the side that's attached to the corral, you'll leave it there. She emuchon lakat, that you'll always need it, you use it again next time. Or the faker, yater shabebus, you'll untie the one that's on the corral. For you vatla isa shabapora, v'nim tzurecha chakayama, that we're not afraid of. We now mind that when you'll untie both sides. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, Eisivim, Rabacha Aricha, Du Rabacha Bar Popo, Le Rababa. Here's the Kasha, it's Rababa. Chevel Shebevis, if you already have a string attached to the corral, to the cage, is Kosher Bapora. Then you're allowed to tie it onto your poro, onto your cow. V'shevapora, if you have a string already attached to the cow, Kosher Bapora, then you're allowed to tie it onto the corral. Of a bovad says klona b'risa shlo yavi chevel mitech beis. You cannot bring a string from your own house. V'yikshem b'pora to tie it onto the pora, onto the cow. Who be able? So it says klo, you're not allowed to bring a regular string to tie into both sides. That's also. So how come you before learned this mutter? And the Gemara hosam chevel diyam. There we're talking about a regular string. A regular string is a gzera taka that you be mvatlet here. Here that I'm mat you to bring a string to tie both sides, one side onto the pur and one side onto the corral. I'm talking about a special string that belongs to the weaver. So weaver string, we're not afraid to be mevatel there because he has to use it. He needs it. That's why it's mutter. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kli Kiyua, mutter l'tautlon b'Shabbos. Kli Kiyua, Rashi learns that Kli Orgim, that's the kelim that the weaver uses. Since we're talking before about a string that a weaver uses, now we're talking about his own kelim. It's like the loom. And the pieces of the loom that he uses to weave with, you should know you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Now what's the track you're allowed to touch it? Avad l'chur, it's called the kli shem l'achtal yisr. There's the kli that's aimed to weave with, and you're allowed to weave on Shabbos. Now pshat is that it's called has a terif kli alay. And it's a muksa of a kli shem l'achtal yisr. The kol ponim that has a shen kli, you're allowed to touch it either the tzera gufa to use it for hetadik use if you want to use it to crack open a nut, or the tzera mekayim. If it's on your chair, you're allowed to pick it up to move it out of your chair. So it's not kamina since it has a shen kli on it. You're allowed to move the tzera gufa tzera mekayim. So he's telling you it has a shen kli, and you shouldn't think it's just like muksa machmas chsar and kis, or it doesn't have a shen kli at all, and then it'll be also to move even the tzera gufa tzera mekayim. No. These kli orgo, the kalim that the weaver uses, has a shem kli on it. Boy, my name Rav Yehuda. He has a shalaf from Yehuda. Kaiver elyon, that's the top pole that they use in the loom to hold the strap, to hold the strings of the wool going across. The kaiver atachten, that's the pole on the bottom of the loom holding the strings on from the bottom. Mao, what about these two kalim? Are they also called the kli or no? Since they're so choshev, you like mevatlit. And it's like Muksamach Masan Kiss. In Valav Rafi Byodi. He answered yes, no, he wasn't sure and was weakness him. He wasn't sure if this still called a Kli or not. So Drash like Rafi Byodi, Rafuya Hoysa Chuva Befiv, in Lesbium Hati. He wasn't for sure whether we should say it's us or whether not. He was Mesupik still what's the locha. Itmazat Gimoram Rav Nachman Amashmuel. Kli Kiyua Mutala Tautlam Shabbos. He says, Kolots Mutti, you should know. And Afilu Kaibad Elyam Kaibad Atachlan. Even the top pole and the bottom pole of the loom, even though these are kelim that the weaver uses, they still have a shem teres kli aleha. And like I said, in Afgemina, even though it's muksa, machmas, mlachsha, mlachto, yisr, but in Afgemina, if you want to use it, tzara gufa, tzara mekayim mitzmuta. Zot the brazo vaita, avu lo yes amudim. But the amudim, that's the pole, the frame of the loom, that's awesome. That's awesome. Omalei Rav and Rav Nachman, Maishinu Amudim Deloi. Why do you say the frame is also? Ilayim with the covered gumos. If you want to say because you have to make holes, so Rashi learns pshat from gumos means kishecholtzim minoris when you pull it out of the ground. Shein chubes beguma that the base the frame of the loom was like pushed into the ground. So now it's like a piece of wood that's pushed into the ground. That's the way you keep the weaver the machine up. It didn't have four legs to it; like it only had two legs. It was a standing up type of a weaving, and the two legs were pushed into the ground. That's what held it up. So now, if you want to move it on Shabbos, you have to pick it out of the ground. So, Chura, you're making a hole. When you pick it out of the ground, the Chura, you're making a hole. That's why it's also to do it on Shabbos. Said the Gemara, Gumois, Memelaka heaven. That's not called you're making a hole. The hole was there from before Shabbos. The stick was stuck into the ground from before Shabbos. All you're doing is just picking it up on Shabbos. That's called Memela. It happens by itself. There's no Issa. The Tanan, I bring you right for this. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ha Toimin Lefis. Somebody, Toimin means like stored Lefis, this turnips, in the ground. Utsunoinus, and radishes. Tachasagefen, underneath the vine, means in the ground, before Shabbos. And it didn't start to grow yet in the ground, and now you want Shabbos, you want to pull it out of the ground. It makes us all of Megulin. If some of the leaves of the radish are outside the ground, that you can grab a hold of it. So you don't have to touch the muksa. You don't have to touch the ground itself. You could touch the top leaves. And then you pull the radish out of the ground, is ain't a choshes. There's no shash you're allowed to do it. Lay mishum klayim, there's no issa that you planted radishes in the kerem, because since it's